You're listening to SBS News.
The constant wailing of ambulance sirens is a harrowing reminder of the lives at risk. Right now, two very different realities exist side by side in New York. There are the eerily empty streets, and then there are the hospitals and emergency responders on the front lines of a full-out war against the coronavirus.
So, first assignment that we're heading to for the day is a cardiac condition with somebody having a fever and cough.
Now, every day for paramedic Megan Pfeiffer in Queens is like battlefield triage, she says. Emergency calls are up 50%.
By the time we get to them, it's to the point where they're basically crashing. There's a lot of hospitals that are running low on oxygen tanks and only have the big ones. They're sharing ventilators. Now it's patient after patient that's really sick, and really, we're taking them in there to die.
5 weeks into this outbreak, and the sheer number of COVID-positive patients is overwhelming hospitals that were already understaffed. Nurse Trey Kwan sacrificed time at home with her newborn baby to go back to work under terrifying conditions.
We're all finding out about our coworkers getting sick, gravely sick. We've heard that there are two nurses in New York City who are our colleagues who work in the hospitals that we work in the same conditions with the same shortage of PPE, staffing, and testing, who are dying. So there's a lot of fear. And I think at this point, many of us are enraged.
If we don't get what we need, we'll die.
That rage is aimed not just at hospital management, but state and federal officials too. Outside of Mount Sinai Hospital, healthcare workers such as Sasha Winslow protested the lack of resources.
We knew about this since December. We could have started preparing since then. This was bound to happen. It was bound to come to our shores.
Every night at 7 p.m., people are applauding from their windows to show their appreciation for doctors and nurses. New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo has admitted that New York was unprepared for the scale of the crisis. It's estimated that 45,000 more medical personnel are needed to fight the pandemic through May.
New York is in crisis. Help New York. And then pick up, decamp, and then go to the next place as this rolls across the country.
The lights of Times Square still shine bright, but this is what it sounds like now. The rush of tourists replaced by an occasional jogger or passing car. And as surreal as it is, what's even stranger is to see the field hospitals that now dot New York City, from its rivers and stadiums to even its parks. In Central Park, white tents now line the spacious meadow where people usually picnic and sunbathe.
Have any pain anywhere?
No.
No?
Built in 48 hours by the charity Samaritan's Purse, they are being used as an overflow medical center.
If you put all of the responses that I've been on a scale, this one would peak it out.
Nurse practitioner Shelley Kelly, who traveled to New York to help, says it's been so intense that the only possible comparison is to her time in Iraq during the war against ISIS.
It was fast, but this is a little bit different in that we, like yesterday, had 8 ambulances lined up out of the, you know, in the front of the hospital waiting to drop patients off. So we are getting several patients throughout the day, but then they require a lot of support and they just keep coming. It's not like there's a mass casualty drop where we get several patients at once and then we get a break.
Shelley will work 16 to 18 hour days for 4 weeks straight before she goes back home to Oklahoma. By then, the coronavirus is expected to peak there. She says she'll be ready.